University of Florida researcher Arnold Schumann, in this interview, tells what went wrong with his first advanced citrus production system experiments a few years ago. He discusses the promise of a new system featuring citrus grown under screen. You opened up by talking about your initial ACPS experiment outdoors. There were some promising things with that, but then it went a little south.
Starting in 2009, it was Hamlin scion on two rootstocks, C35 and Swingle, and planted at high, at that time, high density, 363 trees per acre, with drip fertigation and trying to optimize the earliness of production and the level of production of fruit to as high as possible to beat and to make it profitable with the rapidly encroaching HLB at the time. So unfortunately, HLB proved us wrong. So in a nutshell, we did prove a lot of things, though, with the horticulture and the growing of those trees. A great success with the first 4 years. Up to 622 boxes per acre were picked in that final year, and so total production for 4 years was in excess of 1,200 boxes per acre. But, the bottom line was we were sitting at impossibly high odds with HLB by year five, 75% incidence, and that was of course the downfall of that grove, as so many others have. And the sad thing was that the intensive feeding and the intensive irrigation did not appear to help the trees once they became infected. So that was our limitation.
So you've moved it under screen.
So, yes, we had to reinvent parts of the problem. And the first one was, of course, to just exclude the psyllid that spreads the HLB. So we investigated using existing technology, that which is screen houses, tall enough to accommodate mature trees, and very similar to the technology used by nurseries growing citrus trees for planting young trees in Florida for 10 years already. So that's the first step we took, yeah.
How much is under that screen? How many acres?
Our screenhouse is 1 1/3 acre. And then there's about an acre down at Indian River. That's a sister project, research project, Indian River Research and Education Center. Barrett Gruber started that, initiated it, and led that program. And there are a number of growers that are right now in the building or planning stages, have ordered trees, and some of them are building screen houses right now. So there's about five, I counted up, that I know well, and in three counties. Some of it's starting to reach commercial level.
In your screen house here at CREC, yours are all containerized, I believe, and tell us the tree density.
Yes, we focused a lot on the containerized because we'd seen such good success using that technique in California, and it does allow us to use the imidacloprid and other neonicotinoids more effectively, but specifically the ADMI, the imidacloprid, has a label that's divided up for citrus into container-grown trees and ground-grown trees. So you will see on the label that it gives you much more flexibility if you grow them in containers, so, and still remaining within the law. So we focused a lot on that, but we did do a comparison, 25 trees in the ground, Murcotts on Kuhask, and 25 in pots, 10-gallon pots, so good-sized pots. And right at this point, after a year, we see no difference in the growth of the canopies or the trunk diameters. And it makes me, at this stage, tend to recommend growing the trees in the ground. If I were to make recommendations, I get questions a lot, what should we do? And to growers, I can honestly say we don't know enough about growing in the pots yet. It's not ready for full time, I think. We're getting incredible results with it, and to our satisfaction, as good as in California that we saw there. But we have 1 year experience with pots. So I say, you've got 100 years of experience with growing trees in the ground. Let's do it like that. If you can use the screenhouse to protect you from HLB by keeping the psyllids out. So the condition, the precondition of doing that is you must use a dwarfing rootstock if you're growing trees in the ground at high density in a screenhouse, because the screenhouse has a limitation of height. Ours is 14 feet high. And secondly, high density does not lend itself well to large rootstocks and large trees. You have to use dwarfing. Now, with pots, you can achieve that with the container itself. The container limits the size of the tree.
And your tree density inside the screenhouse?
Oh, the density in the screenhouse, we have two. We have a 5 by 10, which is 871 trees per acre, and we have a 4 by 8, which is 1,361 trees per acre.
And what is your projection? I know you're only a year old, so you can't really know about yield, but what are you projecting out?
Okay, so we always try to model things because information in the future, if it's fairly reliable, well, even if it's not, it's still worth knowing what if scenario. So we did a little yield modeling, and to our surprise, in the first year, it was right on track. We actually now are, with hard numbers that we're gathering from fruit on the tree and the size of the fruit, estimating 203 boxes per acre of grapefruit in just 1 year, and we're estimating 85 boxes per acre for murcots at the 871 trees per acre. Now, that fits very well with the model on with numbers that we developed. And then, so going to second year, third year, and fourth year, those are the numbers I showed today. In the fourth year, we're expecting up to 1,000 boxes then. So the reality check for that actually has been our grower friend and inventor in California, and that's Craig, our Fruit World, who in fact has returned numbers like that. He's been getting 1,200 to 1,600 boxes in the fourth or fifth year. So, and we know it's possible. That's a reality check for us.
Inside the screenhouse, everything's remained HLB free.
Yes, inside it's fortunately remained HLB free. And outside we have 1.4% infection after 12 months, so a very good low rate of infection.
Your projection would be a return on investment much quicker with the outside containerized high-density plantings.
Yes, you'll break even, like he showed, was 6 years versus more than 10 years at the current prices that we paid for the structure, for the screenhouse.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.